Well, January of next year, federal student loan relief will be ending for thousands of former students across the country. And I mean, for me, it's personal. I still have student loans I need to pay off, so not particularly looking forward to that day. Joining me now is SoFi's Manager of Financial Planning and a student loan expert, Brian Walsh. Brian, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, not a problem. So the federal student loan repayment freeze is going to be ending at the end of January. That gives us, what, 3 months before people need to get ready to pay their student loans again?
Exactly. And I think, you know, this time right now is we're encouraging people to start planning ahead now rather than waiting a few months down the road so that way they don't get caught off guard.
Absolutely. So for borrowers, what sort of actions should they start taking now in order to prepare for that deadline?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, this may sound obvious, but keep in mind it's been over 18 months since federal student loans have required payments, is making sure you know who's servicing your federal student loan, what that payment is, and that they have your updated contact information. So that way you get the bills and you can set up those payments and figure out how to work them back into your budget. Then from there, you could figure out what the best thing to do is with your loans, depending on your circumstances.
Got it. And I know there's been a lot of talk recently, especially on the federal level, about loan forgiveness. So what's the deal with that right now? Is there anything that some borrowers should be aware of? Are they able to get some of those loans forgiven, or what actions would they need to take in order to do that?
Yeah, so what we've seen so far is the loan forgiveness at the federal level has been very targeted. So, for example, public service loan forgiveness for individuals who work in the nonprofit sector. But the idea of like a broad loan forgiveness, to be honest with you, it's been talked about for a while, a lot of different things being said, but there's no clear consensus. So we're encouraging our members to just move forward as if in February they're going to be making payments again, not relying on broad loan forgiveness that likely will not happen.
Okay. Now, for those that I'll be perfectly honest, paying off my student loans has been a really difficult and challenging process. And for people like myself who are having those difficulties, are there any other options?
Yeah, typically what we see is going one of two routes. Route number one, having difficulty, would be talking to your loan servicer and exploring maybe income-driven repayment options, which essentially would limit your payments to a certain percentage of your income. So if it's kind of like an income challenge, then that could be an option worth pursuing. The other option would be maybe it's not necessarily a challenge with your income. It's that you want to lower your payment or lower your interest rate. And that's where we see people exploring student loan refinancing with a private lender like SoFi.
Okay. Now, for another option that's available for individuals is loan refinancing, but that kind of term kind of scares people off a little bit sometimes. But why is that option maybe more favorable to some than others?
Yeah, and, you know, I think it does scare some people off, and, you know, rightfully so, people should evaluate the pros and cons before they refinance their student loans. On the benefit side of things, refinancing a student loan could allow you to lower your interest rate because it's based on your income, your credit score, stuff like that, or it could also allow you to lower your payments. The downside, though, of student loan refinancing is you actually lose federal benefits when you refinance a loan. So let's say income-driven repayment or loan forgiveness are off the table with private student loans. So it's really about weighing the benefits of a lower payment or a lower interest rate against, hey, do I get value out of those federal benefits?
Okay. And if people want to find out more information on how to prepare themselves ahead of this deadline, where can they go?
Yeah, so you can go to SoFi.com or you could download the SoFi app. We have tons of great free resources that explain the ins and outs of student loans. And then we actually offer complimentary access to the team that I lead, financial planners, to talk through student loans or any other aspects of your personal finances.
Okay, perfect. We'll have this information on our website as well. A lot of great information. That's Brian Walsh, SoFi's Manager of Financial Planning and an expert on student loans. Brian, thanks so much for chatting with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.